Today, we'll kick off our first session by hearing from Celine Zwickel. So Celine, if you wouldn't mind sharing your screen.
Hi, everyone. I'm Celine Zwickel, and I'm very happy to have started my second postdoc at PI. And so I'm associated to the quantum gravity and quantum field and strings. And I did my PhD in Brussels in Belgium, and I did my first postdoc at the Technical University in Vienna in Austria. And I've been mostly working in gravity. And today I will just say a couple of words of my main research interests that I think can be summarized by saying the phase space of space-time with boundaries. So as you know, space-time have boundaries. And for example, one of them can be like if you study asymptotically flat space-time and you look at the surface where all the null geodesic end, it's called future null infinity, and that's where you would hope that we can measure a thing. And so it's interesting to describe what is happening there. Another boundary, it's the causal horizon, for example, a causal boundary. An example is the horizon of a black hole. And also a lot of interesting physics is happening there. So I think it's important to try to describe these surfaces. And how we'll do that, it's because you put some structure in the space-time, basically you will have some symmetry that will preserve this structure. And exactly because you have this structure, this symmetry won't be only pure gauge. They will have some charges associated to them. And the algebra of these charges will be the organizational principle of your phase space. So when you have a boundary, you can attach some, you have some symmetry, and that will organize your phase space. So that's what I've been doing on different surfaces. And more recently, I think what I've been considering is that we realize that depending on how you approach your surface, you can have less or more symmetries. And so the question that I was interested in is like, what is actually the maximal number of symmetry that I can get around the surfaces? So in other way, how can I lose my boundary structure? What is like the loosest thing that I can come up with? And another aspect that I was interested recently is that how to write some boundary conditions. So write this structure that will accommodate some leaky boundary condition. So what I mean by leaky boundary condition is that like structure that allows to have some flux passing through. And that's very important in gravity because, for example, in four dimension, you have gravitational wave and that they are like leaking through your surface and you would like to describe them. Or like some matter falling into the horizon of a black hole. And I decided not to go too technical because I think the audience is very broad. So I think I would just say a couple of words of, my work can be useful to make progress in different aspects, and it would be nice to see how this everything go together. So I think like the fact to study leaky boundary condition, it can be interesting for holography because holography usually is done for like a fixed boundary. So it can be interesting to see how that these kind of boundary condition will, what are the implications for holography. You have also this famous IR triangle. And so when you have this kind of asymptotic symmetry, you have some memory effect attached to them. So if I find new symmetry, is there any memory effect that can be detected later on? Finding the classical phase space of gravity will be very useful in the perspective to quantize gravity. And also these kind of models can maybe be used to make some progress in the information loss paradox. So yeah, I don't know how long I've been, but yeah, that's it. So please let me know if you have any question, and I'm happy to talk anytime at PI about any of this topic. Thank you.